At the beginning, I would like to introduce the history of Fujian Catholic University. So let's start with it. Trace back to 1912, two Catholics, Mr. Ma Xiangbo and Mr. Ying Lianzhi, wrote to Pope Pius X to appeal for the establishment of a Catholic university in China. In 1923, Pope Pius XI took the lead in donating 100,000 lire to show his approval. Later, under the appointment of the Holy See, the American Benedictines was responsible for the establishment of university, in which Archbishop Arleus Steele from St. Vincent Archabey would be the person in charge. In 1925, the Baylor Palace in Beijing City was purchased to be our campus and was named as Fujian Academy. In 1927, the Ministry of Education officially approved the Catholic University. Our name was therefore changed to Fujian Catholic University. Three departments were established: Chinese Literature, English Language and Literature, and History. In 1929, in accord with the university law instituted by the Ministry of Education, the liberal arts curriculum was transformed to the College of Liberal Arts, and the College of Science plus the College of Education were founded. In the same year, the Board of Trustees was reformed. Under the approval of the Ministry of Education, the historian Chen Yuan was engaged as the principal of the university. At that time, there were turf departments, in addition, a boys' high school, pre-medical program, and pre-art program were established as affiliations to the university. In 1933, due to the Great Depression, there were some financial problems of American Benedictines, and therefore the German Society of the Divine Word took over Fujian. After the Marco Polo Bridge incident on 7th of July in 1937, that led to conflicts between Japan and China, Beijing was occupied. However, our university was able to keep running owing to the international relations between Germany and Japan. And keep going on to 1950, because of the Civil War, the Ministry of Education of the Chinese Community Government took over Fujian. 2 years later, Fujian was annexed to Beijing Normal University after the faculty adjustment. Hence, the Beijing period of Fujian was no longer existed. As you can see here is the traditional Chinese eaves tile, which was used in the architecture of Beijing period. Normally, it is in form of circular or semicircular. This eaves tile was specially brought back here from Beijing Normal University by Hu Zhenming, professor of Department of Textiles and Clothing. We can see a Chinese character shou on it, which means lucky. The cross at the bottom means the Catholic spirit of Fujian. Such integration of Eastern and Western culture is not only the feature of our buildings, but also the localization of Catholicism. Beside it, there's a special souvenir of Fujian, that is the ring of graduation, given to the graduate for our university, which was really meaningful. However, due to the increasing of students, this tradition faded away and was cancelled after 1948. Many rings were lost due to the frequency of wars during that period. Therefore, the two rings preserved here, which were donated by our alumni, is now a very precious souvenir to us. If you take a closer look, you may find the name of the holder inside the ring. Next, we are moving on to the re-establishment period in Taipei. In 1956, the Alumni Association was founded and proposed the re-establishment of Fujian in Taipei. However, things did not go well in the beginning. In 1959, when Cardinal Yu Bin reported difficulty in raising the re-establishment fund, Cardinal Agajanian showed his determination to re-establish Fujian in Taipei. He wrote to Cardinal Cushing of Boston to explain the fundraising issue and moreover appointed Cardinal Yu Bin as the first principal of Fujian. Pope John XXIII later donated $100 for advocacy, and then a total amount of $1 million was raised by Cardinal Ku Xing as the re-establishment fund. Then, the Chinese diocesan clergy, the Society of Divine Word, and the Society of Jesus were assigned to cooperate for the re-establishment of Fujian. In 1961, the university bought building number 37 and 39 on Qilin Road as a preparation office. The Graduate Institute of Philosophy was founded. This is the very year that Fujian was re-established in Taiwan. Having gotten through hardness and difficulties, Fujian Catholic University finally started a new lease of life in Taiwan with the strenuousness of many people. 2 years later, in 1963, 34.34 hectares of land was purchased in Xinjiang City as our campus. There were only five buildings at that time, which are College of Liberal Arts, College of Foreign Languages, Xavier Hall, Human Ecology Building, and the First Man Dormitory. Also, it was the first year that undergraduate students were admitted to Fujian. A year later, the Chinese Language Center was established. It not only provides a wonderful learning environment for foreign students, but also promotes the cultural exchange between the Chinese and the West. The Evening Division was established in 1969, which provides people who have to work in daytime with a place to learn. Fujian Metro Station started to operate in 2012. With Fujian Hospital inaugurating in 2017, Fujian has developed into a comprehensive university that has 12 colleges, an evening division, and a hospital.